With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former DOJ spokesman Mark Weaver sharply condemning revelations that former special counsel Jack Smith was tracking the cell phones of nearly a half dozen GOP senators.
It is a basic violation of our civics and our basic republic for one branch of government, in this case, Joe Biden's executive branch, to use his law enforcement authority to essentially spy on another branch of government.
Weaver making his comment on the Salem Radio Network. In Senate testimony Tuesday, Attorney General Bondi rebutting Democrats' attacks by citing how President Biden's Justice Department weaponized federal law enforcement, including two criminal cases against President Trump.
We learned that former FBI secretly investigated you and your colleagues. Why? They wanted to take President Trump off the playing field. They were playing politics with law enforcement powers and will go down as a historic betrayal of public trust.
The deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago sparking some very heated exchanges during the hearing, including this response from Attorney General Bondi to Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
National Guard is on the way right now as we speak. Oh, by the way, so is Director Patel and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. You're sitting here grilling me, and they're on their way to Chicago to keep your state safe.
National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Jerry has strengthened in the Atlantic Ocean on a path toward the Caribbean. Jerry is expected to strengthen into a hurricane within the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, Hurricane Priscilla, near major Cat 3 storm status, now in the Pacific off the coast of Mexico. This is SRN News. A setback for religious freedom in Colorado.
A 3-judge panel of the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the state can force all participants in universal pre-K programs to abide by a so-called LGBT non-discrimination statement. The Catholic Diocese of Denver and several parents took the state to court and might appeal this latest decision to the Supreme Court. Since President Trump added several justices, the High Court has been very supportive of religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews in the United Kingdom very upset by the deadly attack on a synagogue in Manchester. Some say they feel forgotten by a society that allowed anti-Semitism to grow unchallenged in the last 2 years. Other British Jews say politicians failing to reject anti-Jewish speech or to protect Jews from hate crimes. One man says, quote, "We are Jews, but we are English." This is SRN News. Medical concerns about Deion Sanders.
Sanders is undergoing a procedure that's related to his blood clots, with the hope of being back at practice and on the sideline this weekend against Iowa State. The surgery is called aspiration thrombectomy. Sanders said it will take several hours. The 58-year-old gave the medical update at the end of his weekly news conference, saying he can't wait to get past this hurdle. He added it's hereditary and has nothing to do with him working at the level he's trying to compete at. I'm Bill Alexander.
The attorney of the late Kyron Lacy, a former LSU football player who was accused of negligent homicide for his alleged role in a fatal car accident last year, now questioning his involvement. The attorney says that new footage of the crash has sparked renewed national attention in the case. Meanwhile, in April, Lacy committed suicide. More details at srnnews.com.